Honorable Chairman, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. Let me first congratulate Dr. Chi Tong Yu on his election as the new Director General of FAO. I also like to extend my appreciation to Dr. Jose for his able leadership of FAO for the past 8 years. It is an honor to be here with you for this important discussion. I would like to thank the FAO for the excellent work done on the 2018 State of Food and Agriculture Report and noted its findings on the various challenges and opportunities of migration and how it can impact agriculture and rural development. As the world's urban population grows, all of us will face the challenge of how to feed our urban populations sustainably. Traditional agriculture has long been the world's food basket. Countries and cities around the world depend on this basket of traditional agriculture, aquaculture, and livestock farming for our food. However, traditional agriculture faces challenges from migration of populations to cities and climate change. Specifically on climate change, the Intergovernmental Panel of Climate Change estimates widespread declines in crop use of up to 25% by 2050. While global food demand continues to increase, we will have to find solutions to overcome these challenges. Singapore faces the challenges of feeding our city ever more acutely. We are heavily dependent on food imports for our supply and have hardly any rural space. That is why we have begun looking for ways to supplement and support food production. Apart from the lack of land or sea spaces in Singapore, resources such as energy, water and labour are also scarce and precious. We are therefore exploring innovative methods such as urban food solutions that are land, energy and cost effective to ensure that there will be food available for all. The constraints of Singapore means that we would not be able to contribute to the world food basket via traditional agriculture. However, the advanced technologies in recent years has made it possible for us to produce high use of certain food in a cost-efficient and price-competitive manner. These urban food solutions include the use of unconventional and unutilized urban spaces not usually thought of as farming spaces. Growing food in controlled environments also has the additional benefits of guarding against climate change and extreme weather. We hope that this could create employment and open exciting opportunities for a younger cohort of passionate, tech-savvy agri-specialists. In the long run, urban food solutions may be able to complement traditional agriculture to sustain global food security for the global population. Singapore is preparing ourselves for this. We have organized ourselves to bring together all food-related functions under the Singapore Food Agency since 1 April 2019. This new agency is under the oversight of the Ministry of Environment and Water Resources. This organization structure will enable us to co-create climate resilience, sustainable solutions with the industry and our research institutions. We have also read about the FAO and the World Bank working on a report on urban food systems. It would be interesting to see how the findings by the World Bank can complement FAO's work in ensuring that food is available for all. As Singapore advances on its food security journey, we look forward to becoming a living lab for food technologies and exploration of urban farming solutions. We hope that this will benefit not just Singapore, but supplement the world food needs. Where feasible, we will be happy to collaborate with the FAO in this endeavor, as the FAO has done related works, such as in its Food for the Cities initiatives. I thank you all for your attention.